ABC Radio Australia.
The heads of two political parties in Papua New Guinea have angrily rejected claims their groups are dead because they did not win any seats at the last election. The description has been attributed to the registrar of political parties, who was commenting after two MPs reportedly switched parties. Registrar Alphonse Gelu says the practice should be discouraged and suggested it could be a ploy to get access to public funds. But one of the parties says it's been wrongly singled out, and the other says the registrar should be encouraging more MPs to join its ranks because, unlike most parties in PNG, it has consistent and principled policies. Liam Fox reports.
Andrew Kutapi has been the Secretary General of the Papua New Guinea Greens Party for a decade. It fielded candidates at the last two national elections and came second in two electorates, but it is yet to win a seat. Despite that, Mr. Kutapi says he and his fellow members have worked hard and are committed to their political beliefs, so to be called a dead party is an insult.
Since the party got registered, we have met all our requirements and we have had conventions. We have an office in Mount Hagen. We survived using our own money. We are part of the local Greens network. So really, we are not happy with what he said.
The he that Mr. Kutapi is referring to is the Registrar of Political Parties, Dr. Alphonse Gelu. In an article in the Post-Korea newspaper, Dr. Gelu took a swipe at two parliamentarians he said had left their parties to join dead parties. That is, parties that did not win any seats at the last election. One of the MPs he named was Richard Masseri, who he said left the Our Development Party for the Greens. Dr. Gelu is quoted as saying the practice undermines efforts to build strong, stable, principled parties.
It defeats the whole purpose of having strong parties with strong policies that attract support from the people during elections, rather than MPs joining these small parties at their own convenience.
But Mr. Kutapi says Mr. Masseri joined the Greens because of the party's policies, not out of convenience.
He wants to work with a party that is the kind of policy to protect the environment, to protect the human rights issues. He wants to encourage clean energy and sustainable development.
Willie Palm is the Secretary General of the People's Party. He's also angry and bewildered.
If he was naming us People's Party as a dead party, then we'll sue him for defamation.
The People's Party was the other dead party singled out by Dr. Gelu, according to the Post Courier. He said MP and former Minister Richard Maru had joined it after leaving the People's National Congress, the party of former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill. But Mr. Palm says Mr. Maru is not a member, nor is his party dead.
I've got six MPs with me.
Six MPs, okay.
Yeah, we've never been dead since we established.
The ABC sought comment from Dr. Gelu and Mr. Maru, but there's been no response. Dr. Gelu also indicated that attracting MPs might be a ploy by so-called dead parties to get their hands on public money. That's because parties that win seats are eligible for funds to pay the salaries of senior figures like presidents and general secretaries.
These are executives who failed to work hard in winning seats in elections, but now will be on the payroll due to an MP joining their party. The cost of stipends and salaries is another additional cost to public finance.
Andrew Kutapi from the Greens says this is not why Richard Masseri joined his party. But if parties with MPs are entitled to money to fund salaries and operations, then the Greens should be too.
It's my own money to look after this party. We, PNG Greens Party, and Australian Greens for that matter, or Global Greens, we are a reputable party. We fight corruption. I've never called anybody to come and join my party so that I can repay.
Mr. Kutapi says Dr. Gelu should be encouraging other MPs to join the Greens. It's commonly believed that most parties in PNG are marriages of convenience to gain political power, but the Greens, he says, have an ideological underpinning and consistent policies.
PNG Greens Party is a place like any other political party in the country. Because of our honesty and because we don't want to people bring in people with money who wants to bribe us or bribe voters or bribe, you know, people, we have been very straightforward.